praise. We think for a little bit this morning on the subject how to honor your mother. The Bible says in 1 Kings 2, verse 19, Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah, and the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her, that's his mother, of course, and sat down on his throne and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother, and she sat on his right hand. How to honor your mother. One of the most beautiful words in any language is the word mother. Very precious indeed. Mother. She represents all that is good and all that is tender and true. There's nothing like mother love except God's love. I think of what one mother did in Africa years ago. Her son was a slave and he was sold 5 different times. And every time he was sold, she voluntarily became a slave so she could be with him. Now that's sacrifice. And that's self-denial. And that's going above and beyond the call of duty. And that's what mothers do. In the Ten Commandments, it says that we're to honor our parents. Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the earth, and that it may be well with thee. So this is a command in the Bible to honor. And honor is more than an outward obedience. It is an inward affection and love. Sometimes there's the outward without the inward, but there should be both. The Bible says to honor your mother and your father. There's so many good Bible examples. We're not going to really look at any of them in particular, but there are at least a dozen or more good women in the Bible, good mothers, like Sarah and Elizabeth and Hannah and Jochebed, Eunice, our Lord's own mother, and many, many others. So if you wonder what a mother's supposed to be like, just read in the Bible about the great mothers in the Bible. And I guess we take this for granted, but the Scripture always glorifies motherhood. It always says it's a good and a right and a noble thing to be a wife and a mother. If you've ever studied other religions, that's not the case. Women are belittled, despised. If you ever studied the Hindu religion, the religion of Islam, women are worthless. They're despised altogether. They're expendable. But in the Word of God, motherhood is exalted and protected and glorified. There's so many quotes that time would fail. Thomas Edison said, "Mother was the making of me." Abraham Lincoln said, his mother died when he was 9 years old. He said, "All that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my mother." John Quincy Adams said the same thing. One of the greatest Christian presidents we've ever had. John Adams' son, John Quincy. D.L. Moody, greatest evangelist in the history of the world, also said the very same words, "Everything I am, I owe to my mother." Napoleon said, if we're going to have a better country, then we must have better mothers. And that's where it'll have to start. And you can't have a country without good mothers. I like what George Washington did. George Washington was going to join the colonial navy, and if he had, then American history would have probably been very different. But his mother just didn't have peace about it. And the day he was to leave, she wept and said, "George, I just don't feel like this is what you're supposed to do." He wanted to go, but in order to please his mother, he stayed at home, studied how to be a surveyor, and then eventually a soldier. And you know the rest of the story. Greatest great president, Christian, George Washington. He wanted to please his mother. He wanted to honor his mother. And had, of course, changed the course of history. This text here, I never really noticed it till lately, but this is Solomon sitting upon his royal throne, and his mother comes to him. And I think it's sweet and precious what he does. He honors her, and he says, "Mother, you sit here at my right hand, the place of prominence and recognition and respect." And so he honors his mother that he loves so dearly by placing her at his own right hand. That's the only time in all the Bible that that ever happens. Apart from Jesus Christ being seated at the right hand of the Father, which is the highest place of honor in the universe. Well, it's right that we honor our mothers. We should salute them more often and recognize them. If anybody deserves some honor, they do. And you know what they do. I don't have the time to tell you what they do. If I told you, it'd wear me out. What they do. So we thank God for them. We thank God for them. I want to tell you two ways to honor your mama. Number one, by becoming a Christian. It'd be impossible to honor your mama and your daddy fully if you were not a Christian. Many of us were blessed with a Christian mother. Surely it was her heart's desire that all of her children also come to know the Lord. Doubtless she prayed many prayers and shed many tears for the salvation of her family. I love that story about the fellow. I think he was from West Virginia. He ran away from home, joined a motorcycle gang, but he couldn't get away from mother's prayers. And the Holy Spirit convicted him, and he got saved one night. And he called home and told Mama. You've heard the song based on that story. And he said, "Hello, Mama. I just called to tell you all those prayers you prayed for me, they were not in vain. Something happened tonight while traveling down a country road. And Mama, I'll never be the same." It pays to pray. It pays to live the Christian life in front of you boys and girls. So you honor your mother by becoming a Christian. I like what Mays Jackson said. He was at NC State University many years ago, and he was an atheist at the time. No, that's not right. The professor was the atheist. Mays just wasn't a Christian yet. And the professor said there was no God. Mays said he was in the wolf pack and got saved and joined the Lamb's Club. But anyway, the professor said there's no God. And Mays Jackson said to the professor, he said, "Well, I don't believe that." He said, I've seen my mama, when we didn't have any food in the house, go out in the woods and pray to somebody. And next thing you know, there's food on the table. There has to be a God. My mother talks to him and he answers her prayers. He wasn't even saved, but he got saved. And you know who Mays Jackson came to be. So, mothers, you don't just don't understand, I don't think, what a great influence you have. The hand that rocks the cradle is still the hand that rules the world. And you can honor your mother. You can answer her prayers by becoming a Christian. The old song says, "Mother, when I think of thee, 'tis but a step to Calvary." And there have been millions who came to the Lord through the sweet influence and prayers of their mother and thought about her life and thought about her sweetness and patience and realized, "That's what I need. For my own sake, to honor my mother, to honor the Lord, to do the only right thing. The only right thing for anybody to do is to believe on Jesus Christ. Because nobody's ever done for you what He did for you. He died for you. He took the punishment that your sins deserved. Nobody should perish. Nobody should go to a devil's hell. So you honor your mother by trusting in her God. Maybe your mother's in heaven today. You know what would happen if you'd get saved? She'd hear about it.
Right.
Oh yes, there's rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. That's what Jesus said.
Right.
Heaven's very much aware of what happens down here. Why, if you'd get saved, they'd ring the bells in heaven, wave the banners, turn cartwheels, and your mama would rejoice and shout all over Hallelujah Boulevard because you got saved and her prayers got answered.
Amen.
Amen. That is exactly right. So, that's how you honor your mother. And then you honor her by living for the Lord. It's nice to get a card, and that's appropriate, and gifts and candy and flowers, and that's all fine, and that's right. But you can honor your mother 365 days a year by living for the Lord.
Amen.
By being faithful.
Right.
To church. By upholding your testimony. You've got something worth more than all the money in all the world. That's your testimony. Protect it. And guard it. And live up to it. So, you honor your mother by living for the Lord. There's a verse in Proverbs that says, a wise son maketh a glad father, and of course, by extension, a glad mother. And you know what really brings rejoicing to the heart of a mother? When she can go to sleep at night and realize everything's all right with my kids, they're all saved, they're living for the Lord. There's nothing that can take the place of that. A wise son or daughter makes their parents glad. You say, well, I just can't live the Christian life. If I did, my friends would laugh at me. It's too hard. Why, you know, this is the 21st century and the whole world's going to hell and out of their mind and on drugs and in the new age. And well, the truth is, yes, you can live the Christian life if you want to. It takes your choice and determination. It won't happen by accident. But the Bible says we can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth us. We do have more than most believers have ever had. I mean, we do have the Bible. We do have the indwelling Spirit of God, the grace of God, the armor of God. We've actually got more cause to live the Christian life than any generation of people's ever had. We're without excuse.
Amen.
Hey, did you know what? You do what you want to do most of the time. Amen. Nod your head. This means yes. Amen means I know that. Amen. You do what you want to do most of the time. And if you really wanted to live for the Lord, and I'm trying to speak plain, if you really wanted to live for the Lord, you would do it.
Amen.
Let me get a drink and you swallow that.
Amen. Good.
Aren't you tired of playing games? Aren't you tired of pretending? Aren't you tired of justifying your own life? You know that God ain't going to accept none of that nonsense.
Right.
Why don't you wake up and smell the coffee and realize, friend, you ain't fooling nobody.
Right.
I mean, if you had an excuse, if you were about half dead, if you could not see, if you didn't have any arms and legs, if you were out of your mind, you might have an excuse, but most people here this morning are able-bodied and able-minded, and you really don't have an excuse. If you have one, that's fine. If you don't have one, quit trying to hide behind one. You honor the Lord by living for Him, and you also honor your parents by living for the Lord. Because everywhere you go, you represent your church, your Lord. I think of a church right now. I only know 5 or 6 people that go to that church. But you know, my impression of that church is totally bad because those people I'm thinking of are totally bad. And that's not right because surely there's some good people in that church. But don't you know that's the way human nature is? We judge a whole church, but it's a few people. So there's some people that look at you and say, well, I don't know about that Christianity.
Right.
Everywhere you go, and as long as you live, you're going to represent your mama, your daddy, your church, and your Lord.
Amen.
That's serious. That's serious. So we can honor our mother by living for the Lord every day, and don't say that you can't, because you can with the Lord's help. But God bless our mothers. God bless our grandmothers. I wouldn't be here today if it hadn't been for a grandmother that kept on going to church when their husband wouldn't, year after year after year. And I'm glad she didn't quit. And all the kids got saved, and she prayed me into the ministry. And I've seen where she prayed, and some of my cousins that were way out and backslid in worse shape than I could ever tell you, got right with God and serving the Lord in a powerful way. Thank God for mothers and grandmothers. They're probably the biggest asset we have in Christianity. Let me tell you something. If it depended on our men for the churches to go forward and survive, every church in America would close their doors. Every single one of them. Every church in America has more women than men, because women have got more sense than men. You heard me right. Amen. That's right. Some of you say henpecked. You won't even say amen to the truth. That's right. You know it's right. And that's the problem in this nation. Men won't stand up, and we've got, and women have had to come in and fill all the various places of leadership and authority. And it's never been so in the history of the world but the last 100 years that we had to put women in charges of the churches and politics, because we've got men that won't stand up for what's right. And you know it's the truth. Amen. That's the truth. If you ain't guilty, shout and I'll rest. That's right. We've got a sorry generation. We really do. Well, I'm trying to help you. I'm just saying, we need to do what God's Word tells us to do, and I thank God for mothers and for the precious memories, and always remember your upbringing, and thank God for your heritage. Please don't break your mother's heart. You say you love your mother, well, don't be a burden to her. Don't be a source of sorrow. Be a reason for her to rejoice.
Amen.
And you come to trust in the Lord and live for the Lord. You don't have to be perfect. Nobody's perfect. God has never expected anybody to be perfect. But He does expect a sincere heart. And you will honor your mother by being saved and living for the Lord. There's no higher way you could ever honor your mother or the memory of your mother than that. The Bible says, who can find a virtuous woman? Her price is far above ruby. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. A woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised.
Amen.
Proverbs chapter 31. God bless mothers. Let's bow our heads. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. They're coming around to get us a song. We're going to pray. Appreciate your attention. Are you really a Christian today? Could you, if this was your last day on earth, would you be leaving out with a Christian testimony, and everybody would know he's in heaven, she's in heaven? Do you have a Christian testimony? Are you living for the Lord to the best of your God-given ability? We all have lapses. Nobody's beyond the reach of temptation. But there's such a thing as doing the best we can and being sincere about it and putting forth a real effort. I trust you honor your mom today and every day, and honor the Lord most of all by living for Him. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for letting us see another Mother's Day. Thank you for a Christian mother. Thank you for Christian wives. I pray you'd work in every heart. Bless the invitation. Lord, there are people here today to whom you're speaking, you're drawing. I pray, Lord, they would say yes. Lord, you said, if any man hear my voice and open the door, I'll come in. And whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely. we thank you for Christian homes. And I pray, Lord, you save those that are lost for Jesus' sake. And give us all the strength and grace that we need to live for you in this dark and wicked hour. Answer every prayer, and may you be glorified in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're standing, please, for a song of invitation while we sing it, brother. 93. Maybe there's something you want to pray about. The altar's open. The Lord can hear you and help you as we sing when you come. Don't be a burden. Don't be a source of sorrow. Thank God for the precious memory. There would say, you know, I was so foolish to put it off and to wait. I was just counting on another day. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Behold, now's the day of salvation. That's what the book says. You ought to thank God you're alive. You ought to thank God you have your mind. You ought to thank God you're in a Bible-believing Baptist church. God's trying every way in the world to reach you. He's thrown out the red carpet. You ought to come to Him and say, I've sinned. Lord, save me or I'll go to hell. I believe Jesus shed His precious blood for me. Him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. That's what He said. And if you're a Christian today, you say you're a Christian, I remind you of what Elijah said. If the Lord be God, How long haunt you between two opinions? It's high time for God's people to make up their minds, to choose a course and to walk that course. Anybody can be unfaithful, undependable, careless, casual. Anybody can be a part of the problem. That don't take much effort. I appreciate these who are praying. We're not going to linger, but we want to give ample opportunity. Some of you could be an answer to your mother's prayers. By bowing your heart and your knee to His Majesty, Jesus Christ, who deserves your love and allegiance and loyalty. Try everything this world has to offer, you'll be disappointed. Because God made you, and He made you for Himself. And there's no thing or nobody that can fill that vacuum but Him. Some of you have been there. You've tried everything this world offers. It almost drove you to end your own life. Give Jesus a chance. You'll not be disappointed. God bless honest hearts.